So then last night at the game, we went down to the concourse before the game, about 45 minutes before the puck dropped, and I decided to break out my really, really poor French and see if I could find a French-speaking Canadiens fan. They're easy to find, by the way. And see if I could carry on a conversation with him in French. I took French in 8th grade and 9th grade, and I've forgotten all but about 5 phrases. And so then I also, into the interview, asked the guy for recognition of Dallas-Fort Worth sports figures or celebrities, because they know the Stars, but I wondered if they knew the Cowboys or the Mavericks or the Rangers.
Interesting.
So here is an interview completely in French with a French Canadiens fan.
Bonsoir.
Bonsoir.
Je m'appelle Craig.
Je m'appelle Mario.
Bonsoir.
Bonsoir.
Okay, right there, I'm already struggling.
Done?
Yeah, we're just saying good evening to each other.
Yeah.
Parlez-vous français?
Oui.
Okay, I wasted his time by asking him, do you speak French?
Why did you do that?
Well, he's got to go to all the phrases that he knows, and that's one of them.
Je m'appelle Craig.
Je m'appelle Mario.
Bonsoir.
Bonsoir.
Parlez-vous français?
Oui.
Oui. Quelle est la date aujourd'hui?
Okay,
what is that?
That's a phrase I remember from 8th grade. That is, what is today's date?
Aujourd'hui, nous sommes le 21 février 2012.
Ah. Pour Radio de Dallas.
Pour?
The ticket.
Oui.
Oui. savez-vous Tony Romo?
I was there last night.
Je connais Tony Romo, oui, je connais Tony Romo.
Oui.
Il joue pour... je pense dans le football.
Oui, oui.
Dallas, je ne sais pas le nom de l'équipe, mais je connais Tony Romo.
Okay, so I asked him if he knew who Tony Romo was. He knew Tony Romo.
Mm-hmm.
He said Dallas Cowboys somewhere in there.
Uh-huh.
Football. Oui. Savez-vous Dirk Nowitzki?
Non.
Savez-vous Josh Hamilton?
Ça m'a donné un nom, mais je ne suis pas sûr dans quelle équipe, dans quel sport il joue.
Le baseball.
Baseball, okay.
Dirk Nowitzki, le basketball.
Basketball, okay.
Oui.
You sure about that?
Savez-vous Mike Reiner?
No.
Famous broadcaster, de la radio.
De la radio, okay. Non, je ne suis pas trop familier avec les Dallas un peu trop. Je ne vais pas souvent, c'est pour ça.
Oui.
You have no idea what he said.
Donde está la biblioteca?
There it goes.
Oh, boy.
La bibliothèque? Je sais pas où qu'elle est.
Merci beaucoup.
Merci. Vous allez faire un sondage ou vous faites juste une... just like doing a...
Le Tour de France?
Oui.
Oui.
Vous êtes ici depuis longtemps?
Are you running at this point?
I had no idea. And that's the problem when you speak a very little bit of a foreign language. They think you speak more than you actually do. So then they start rapid fire and go, and you have no idea. And they're looking at you and you just are wide-eyed and you don't know what to say back. So you say, donde está la biblioteca?
You just put down the recorder and walk away.
Just hand it to him and walk away.
Gordon asked me at lunch yesterday the hypothetical, would you write a big check, whatever the amount, if you could be fluent in any language at any time? And I said, absolutely.
Yeah,
I think
awesome.
That would be the coolest thing. You could go anywhere. You could be dropped anywhere in the world, and you would be fluent. You would understand everything. You could read everything. You could talk to anybody.
Impress
I think that
people.
Would be, oh, God, that'd be so great.
All right, Giorgio, $25,000. Would you write a check for $25,000? Finance and do whatever you got to do to be able to speak any language. No matter where you're dropped in the world, you can speak it and understand it.
I'd buy a new bass boat.
$10,000.
Yeah, I would. That'd be an awesome trick. Absolutely.
Could you make that money back easily being a translator?
Probably.
Yeah.
It'd be so cool.
Hey, the other interesting thing, I interviewed a few fans with some of those same questions. Everybody knew Tony Romo.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knew Dirk.
Not surprising.
Well, not one fan knew Dirk. Not one fan knew Josh Hamilton.
French speakers don't like to acknowledge they know Germans.
Maybe that's it.
All right, 7:49 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Some of the sounds of Montreal, the sounds of the